This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Ha, ha, ha. I like that boo at the end there. It's fun. It's Alice, 97.3. Good vibes and variety. See you with the good vibes of the boo. Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. It is Friday.
Yeah, it is.
The sun is shining. And we've got some Disneyland tickets all day today on the fives. Right now, we're going to do the five after nine. But all through the day, all through Mason's show, all through Jane's show, right up till 6:05 this evening, Disneyland tickets. Right now, take the word WONDER, WONDER. That's this hour's code word. Text it to our contest line, 20357. WONDER is this hour's code word. That gets you entered for a four-pack of tickets for the Disneyland Resort, and you'll be in the running for the grand prize vacation, including a four-pack of three-day, one-pack park-per-day tickets and a two-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is WONDER. Welcome to Violet Vibes, your weekly dose of Valkyries culture. This week, the buzz is all about the newest member of the Valkyries family. Fans went wild as the team's new mascot, Violet the Raven, officially hatched from a giant purple egg at Chase Center. Very dramatic. Everyone fell about the place. The big reveal was a huge hit on social media and added to the already electric atmosphere of the Valkyries sold-out game. Catch you next week for more Valkyries vibes. Brought to you by Third Love's TempSync Bras and Undies. With patented technology to regulate your body temperature. Visit thirdlove.com to get yours. I like it. All right, Vin. So I'm looking through the paper, which is now online, this morning. And I was looking at, this is East Bay Times. Hello, East Bay Times.
They had
like, stuff, fun stuff you can do in the Bay Area this weekend. And my first thing that snagged me was the number one recommendation is watch the Alien franchise come to TV. This show is getting such rave reviews. I love Alien. I love Predator. I love that whole, Prometheus is like, I really like that world and I love Alien stuff and sci-fi stuff in general. So I want to say maybe Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, I saw that there was a new show. It's called Alien Earth, and that it's like a Hulu FX show.
Great reviews of it.
People are raving about this. Yeah. It's their number one pick for, here's what you should do this weekend. Forget the weather, stay inside and watch the show. So they actually say here in the East Bay Times, what began as one of the most badass, horrifying space movie franchises ever now has Alien Earth. It debuted this week on Hulu and FX, and I think it's a weekly drop. I think there might only be one.
Put two up to start.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, because I've got it in the queue. I'm going to watch it this weekend. But
yeah,
they put two up to start, and then they'll do one
a week.
They'll
do it weekly.
That.
I might let it build up.
I
really want to watch it.
I was telling Christina that we watched as a show and as a, you know, Bay Area community, we watched The Royal Tenenbaums. And I said, so have you seen it? And she said, no. I said, oh, it's good. It's fun. And she goes, wow. She's sitting down finally last night as I'm getting ready to go upstairs and go to bed. And she puts on The Royal Tenenbaums and proceeds to fall sound asleep. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my.
Isn't that her MO though?
Yeah. It is, yeah. But it's, and then I went
That's
back down again a little later after that. And she'd, because Hulu has the, when you turn it on, they have the Alien Earth thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like one of the, it's the big screen
ad.
And she, when I went to bed, actually climbed into bed, she was watching Alien Earth. Like that is
Well, she was. She had woken up and had switched over.
Royal Tenenbaums put her straight to sleep right after dinner.
It does have a pace.
Alien Earth is totally another thing, and she was wide awake and into it.
Yeah,
so
people are totally raving about
it. It's very different.
Yeah. So anyway, that was their number one pick. So I was like, oh my God, their number one pick for what to do in the mm-hmm. Bay is watch this show. Okay. I've heard it's great. And then the next thing I see is a saucy little contest in San Jose. It's called the Boss of the Sauce Contest, and it's in San Jose's Little Italy. It is on Sunday.
Oh, Sandy could absolutely. My mom makes the best pot of sauce you could ever hope to have, and I grew up with it every Sunday.
So, unfortunately, she can't enter, but you can go there and sample. I guess there are eight contestants. Eight restaurants are competing, and it is literally Boss of the Sauce Tomato Sauce Contest.
What are the restaurants, does it say?
Let me see if I can find more info. Of course,
it's okay. It doesn't matter.
No, let me just see if there's a link to it.
That's interesting to see.
It's all day on Sunday, though, in Little Italy.
Mm-mm-mm. Nice.
Let me find the names of... oh, my God. It's making me...
I'm down to macaroni.
It's making me sign up
only
for it.
Once a week now.
Because you're trying to cut macaroni out of your life?
I gotta cut the sugars and the carbs out.
Sugar!
I gotta.
I don't know. Why don't you try Ozempic? A lot of people are doing it.
I don't want to do that.
That's
what my doctor. That's what my doctor goes, you just want medicine? Is that what you're after? I went, no! I don't want that.
Why not, though?
I told her, I'm like,
so
look, I
easy.
Love to exercise. I have these kids. They're busy. They have questions. I can't leave them. They're mine. I made them.
Mm.
When they say I need this, I got to do it for them. Yeah. What choice do I have? There's no like,
drop them off at camp.
Who else can I have do this? I'm the guy.
Mm. Marco? Sandy?
Well, they're here now, but it's a birthday weekend. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Right. Happy birthday, Edie, by the way. Seven?
Edie goes seven.
Edie is 7 years old. I cannot believe it.
That's a big age.
It is. And this summer, she's grown, I feel like she's grown 6 inches. Like, it's just crazy.
Little Edie.
How that. She's taller.
Time just flies.
And also, somehow now we're talking in full sentences. There's less baby, like hint to her.
Yeah.
She's growing up.
Does that make you sad too, a little bit?
Very sad.
Yeah.
There definitely is not going to be another Hassan kid unless they have them when they're the appropriate age.
But hopefully pretty soon, Grandpa.
What are you talking about?
Just kidding.
Okay. She's seven.
I want you to be 97 years old.
No, I don't. I'm not. We already.
Let's speed this up. I want some grandkids.
No, the joke is real. I had my own grandkids. There's no.
You're in your grandpa phase.
Well, I'm closer to 60 than 50.
Tell me about it. This week, there's new music releases that include a new Maroon 5, Love Is Like, it's called. And Chance the Rapper has a record out called Starline. And Rise Against has Ricochet. But, you know, Maroon 5, there's the biggie. I mean, the biggie, let's face it, is happening October 3rd. And it's called The Life of a Showgirl, Swifties. But there are other things happening in the world, believe it or not.
I would not want to have already locked in October 3rd for my record release. I'd be looking to change that day.
What day of the week? Is it a Friday? Because that's what usually when new music comes out. But she may have picked that because of the whole 13 thing.
No, October 3rd's a Friday.
There you go. See, it just worked out for her.
It's surprisingly easy to have things add up to 13, I've learned.
Well, when you're Taylor, especially.
Well, that's what we were saying about the number thing, too. Was it yesterday? You will figure out a way to make the numbers work in your on your behalf.
Like you'll find an equation that makes it work.
10-3 is 10 plus 3, which equals 13. Okay, if you say so.
And she does. 13. Right. I loved the, his jersey number is 87, and her number is 13.
Which, right.
Adds up to 100. 100. Oh, excuse me. The Road. This is a show that Blake Shelton and Keith Urban are doing.
Okay. You hear that?
I don't think people can hear it.
Okay.
It's very distracting, but I don't think anybody can hear it.
Okay.
So Taylor Sheridan, he's the guy behind Yellowstone. And he's also behind this. It's a reality competition, The Road. And we talked about it a couple months ago, but it's coming up. It's October 19th. So it's okay. It's still 2 months away. But geez, Louise, you know, Halloween right around the corner, October 19th. It's a CBS show. It's going to stream on Paramount. The Road. They've released a little sneak peek for this. I put it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. The deal is, Keith Urban goes on tour with these people and they get to go out on the stage. So they're like the opening act, these people who are competing for money, $250,000 in a record deal. And then they have to, it's going to be based on how well the crowd receives them, who gets to continue on to the next city. So like if they start with 12 people that they think all of them have a shot at a good voice and, you know, whatever, they all get up on the stage and I guess each one sings a song to open up the show, and whoever gets the worst response is kicked off the tour.
That's a terrible way to, I don't like it.
Why not?
Well, ask any opening band and they'll tell you no one was in their seat yet. Like, we opened for Keith Urban, but no one was there yet. We played to an empty arena.
I think that because they're filming a show there,
That it will pack out?
Probably.
Okay.
Or like that'll be required. Or they'll hold the show until it's, or maybe they're just, you know, he's going to play a show that night and this is like an actual taping where they need to fill those seats up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a TV show, so they can say whatever they want about it, but so.
That makes more sense that they'll have to sort of master the crowd in order to make it work. Because honestly, what opening act hasn't said, yeah, or they booed us.
Nobody
because
saw
they
us,
wanted the actual band to come out that they came for.
Right. And one of the things that happens in this, just a short teaser trailer, you see the kids walking out and addressing the crew like, this is it, go. And you go out there, hey, how you doing, Texas? Or whatever. And they start their song and they, so you see them kind of doing that. So if you don't know anything about this show, it's just been sort of bubbling for a while. Keith says 12 musicians go on tour with me and they have to win over the audience in order to get to the next city. So that's the deal. It's premiering. So I guess they're filming it now. Or maybe they've already filmed it, but it's coming out October 19th. And so if you like those band competition shows, I think it's got a kind of a good twist to it. Cause there's a lot of like life on the road bits to this. And Gretchen Wilson, who's another big country artist, she's actually, that seems like she's maybe in a mentor position. She and Blake Shelton, because they showed her a few times in the trailer as well. So there you go. It's called The Road.
All right.
I'm talking about The Road. Do I have time to squeeze in one more?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. True or false? Kids. Willie Nelson is a fifth degree black belt in a Korean martial art called Gongkwan Yusul, and he's also a second degree black belt in Taekwondo. True or false?
Well, it's really specific, isn't it?
Isn't it?
True.
Willie can do anything. True.
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 True is the correct answer. But come on, right? He is best known, of course, as a pot smoker, so it's sort of surprising to hear that Actually, I take that back. He's best known as an incredible artist, a long-lived incredible artist.
You know, I didn't even pick up
a ton of weed and wears braids.
The mistake there, but yes, you're right. He is well known. He has a lifelong of recording and touring behind him, and he's known for his doobie weed.
That he is.
Yeah.
He actually posted up a picture of himself with the caption, "Black belt by day, redheaded stranger by night," which is kind of funny. And then so Luke Combs, I guess, was like, yeah, I have a story about this. It's pretty funny. I guess they were at Willie's compound in Maui. I wonder what he does in Maui.
Well, he has a restaurant there that I go to every time I'm there.
Oh, really?
And get breakfast or usually breakfast, but I'll go there a couple times when I'm in Maui. It's up country. It's like up by Paia or however you say it, up, but it's up country in Maui, but it's really good.
What's the name? Do you know what the name is? Well, whatever.
It's funny. Paia Fish Market is the place we go. So he mentioned the town and I'm like, that's the place. You get this hunk of fresh fish on a bed of rice. And it is so good.
My mouth is watering.
You like feel done for the day, and you also feel so healthy and light, like ready to.
Rice is a very good carb because it's like you don't need that much of it. Fills you up.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sit in your stomach like pasta or wood or.
It's called Charlie's Restaurant in Salem.
Oh, Charlie's.
Yeah,
right.
And it is in Paia, but it's it's good. So, good little stop there if you like Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson. And Luke Combs shared a little story about some party. They were at his compound, at Willie Nelson's compound in Maui. Bunch of guys are all playing poker. And Willie gets up and goes around the corner to a place where only Luke could see him from the table. They're all sitting. They're playing poker around the table. And Willie just, excuse me for a moment, boys, goes around the corner. So here's the quote. And he stands there, arms out, like full Karate Kid, just starts kicking this punching bag. Tossing crane kicks. Dude, he's 84 at this point. So this was a while ago. I don't know how old he is. Did he just turn 90? Or 90? Maybe turn 92. Just hammering this punching bag. I'm looking at the poker table. I'm like, what is happening? Nobody sees this happen. Then he walks back in, doesn't say a peep about it, sits back down like nothing happened. I'm like, that's my moment. I've had my moment with Willie Nelson.
By the way, sad news. Charlie's is no longer there. Did not make it through COVID.
Oh, that's too bad.
I haven't been to Maui in a while.
Mm. Sad. Mm. COVID curses.
I would guess, though, that someone like Willie, and it's probably so that he could keep touring, stayed physically active.
Right.
Trains.
84 to be doing that, you know? Right. It's one thing to have one time been a Taekwondo guy, but or whatever. But, like, that's something you can carry forward, even if it's just running through the routines.
Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead leading up to those the final show I went to,
which
turns out it wasn't. He was posting all these things he does on the road to stay in shape. And he is a guy who's aging. I mean, he's gray. I don't know how old exactly, but he stays in shape. And you figure these are guys who want to keep playing in front of people. So they have to.
Yeah.
So I guess that's probably Willie's thing.
I guess that, well, it's working.
92.
Right. Oh, my. Vincent, what's coming up in the news besides more construction signs?
I'm going to go find that, but I've got a bunch of stuff. Are you competitive or even more so after these?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Totally wrecked. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hi, Friday. How you doing? You looking pretty today. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Check us out over there. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disneyland Tickets. Oh. Today, listen for the code words on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m., so your next chance is 10:05.
Mason.
Works like that.
Yeah.
Text the code word to our contest line 20357 and enter for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Disneyland Resort. Plus, qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at Disneyland Resort Hotel. Disney. The ads we're running now for the Halloween Disney, or they just got me frothing.
Mm.
I was just sitting right here going, oh,
that sounds amazing.
I'm totally into it. As the kids would say, let's go.
Let's go.
Every time my daughter says that now, and she says it a lot, I think of Aho.
Oh, yeah. He was big into the let's
go. He was a let's go guy.
The let's go. And the Crunchwrap Supreme.
No, that, I mean that. Sure. But she's... Everyone says it.
Yeah.
And the first place I heard it was the Hawaiian lady that won Big Brother.
Yes.
She said it all the time.
She was on the show this year. What the heck is her name? She came on and played a competition for somebody.
Oh.
Can't think of her damn name.
And how'd she do?
Great. She won.
Oh, she won it for the person that picked her. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Is it Tiana?
It's Casey.
Oh, okay.
She was big on the let's go thing.
Just remembered it, yeah. That's the first time I ever heard someone using let's go. Now everybody, every competition that gets won, every time they're talking about how they're, you know, they're in the diary room and they're all just, let's go!
Yeah, you hear an 11-year-old throwing that all the time and you go, okay, that's made it.
Right. Beast Mode was the last one of the, you know, Beast Mode! Now it's let's go.
All right. The craziest excuses we've used for missing work is a list I found.
That's fun.
Someone asked people on Reddit to name the craziest excuse they've seen for missing work. Here are some of them. A guy didn't show up on Valentine's Day and said, I thought it was a federal holiday.
Oh. Did they like call him at home? And oh, there's probably not a lot of info on these, is there?
Not a lot, no. Okay. I flushed my car keys down the toilet. That's why I wasn't at work.
Mm.
Chipmunks filled my truck's engine with walnuts.
That could happen.
It does happen.
Oh.
Yeah, that happened to us in West Virginia. Our truck got the squirrels in it, and they had acorns all over the engine block.
Mm. Would that be a problem for the engine? It feels like it's...
Yeah, it's not great for it.
When, if you're West Virginian, which is good Virginian, and your truck has now been ruined by some squirrels, do you just eat those mofos right there? Like, forget cooking them, skinning them.
We're having squirrel kebab tonight!
Right now! Bite your head off.
You got to make a nice gravy with them.
Oh. Well, there's a comeback I didn't see coming.
It's a good one. Right.
I asked for it.
Yeah.
A woman with long nails says she shoved her finger up her nose while exfoliating and cut herself. I can't be at work today.
My nose won't stop bleeding?
These are the craziest excuses we've used for missing work.
Oh.
Someone's coworker called out because she ran out of toilet paper.
Oh, so she's like going to spend the day on the toilet just drip drying?
I don't know. I mean, these are crazy excuses.
That's fun, though. So there, you know what the thing is, like, if you're going to call in sick to work, just call and be like, I'm not feeling good. Like, that should be enough. I mean, obviously, because no one wants to hear your dumb made up thing, right? Like, really, I ran out of toilet paper.
The less you say, the better.
Right.
Say, I can't make it in.
Like, don't have some
so
ridiculous,
sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but I can't make it in today. What's going on? It's personal.
Just sound really dramatic when you say it.
Yes. And also,
let them infer.
Don't call in sick all the time. There's someone counting on you. Like,
right.
If you work there, you work there. If you don't want to work there, don't work there anymore. People dragging it out.
Well, there are people, you know, we're lucky. We love our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I certainly have had my problems and it was terrible. I was bummed because I wanted to quit what I was up to and couldn't. But right. In general, if you love your job, you want to go in.
Right.
I
even if you don't love your job, like, you still need to pay your bills, so go to work.
Well, but that's those people, though, who go, this person asked me to do something I didn't want to do, so I quit. Well, what are you going to do for money? I haven't thought of that yet.
A hooking, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, you haven't thought of that yet. Okay. All right.
Hooking's bad. People can hook.
A woman found, I ate a whole log of cookie dough. Did I read that one already?
No.
I ate a whole log of cookie dough and can't come into work.
I don't understand how that, that's not even an excuse. Like, who hasn't done that?
I was
going to say, it happens.
It does happen.
Doesn't happen.
Yes, it
no,
does.
No, it does.
Yeah.
I got bit on the finger by a squirrel while tossing a coffee cup into a parking garage trash can. I can't come in today.
Because I got to go get my rabies shots. I'm foaming at the mouth, man. I got to go make sure I don't have rabies.
Well, anyway, there's some.
I like that. That's fun. Excuses. At least be creative. I mean, I guess in a way those are creative, but they're also so ridiculous. Of course, the guy just goes, yeah, okay, I get it. I got to find someone to replace you now.
Mm-hmm. 6 in 10 American parents go into debt for their children. Well,
yeah, that happens.
There is
refinance their house or take out a loan for college, or
that's one of the scariest things, I think, is that the previous generations didn't necessarily get told, put money away for your kids' college or you're going to be in big trouble when you try to retire. And I think the boomers are the like part of that generation that find themselves going, oh my God, I don't have any money for this kid's schooling.
And they actually say, you should let your kids take school loans before you dip into money that you need for your retirement.
Right, because...
You shouldn't do that. You need that money.
I highly recommend, and you don't have to take advice from me. I got it from her, and she got it from someone else. But 529, it's a savings plan for your kid's college,
yep.
And you should be putting into that.
You should start that when they're born. And because grandma and grandpa can contribute to that, anybody can contribute to it. And it adds up. I will say this. We got, and you can get them from different states. Like some of them are really highly ranked. Like one of ours is in Utah and one of them
was in
Michigan. That's the one we did.
It's good.
It is so good. It is so well, there's that one in particular is so well managed that I wish I'd invested all my other money the exact same way that thing performed. It was incredible. I really did. They have some really smart people who are doing that. There's not a bunch of hidden fees and all kinds of crap that's going on with it. They get more conservative as your kid gets closer to needing the money for school. Like they're really well managed. It's a 529E. They're widely
available. I started mine for Isla right when she was born. Literally, mm-hmm. right then. As soon as I got the info needed in order to get that thing opened up for her, I did it and had been telling family all along, no toys, no clothes. We don't need it.
Send her a note saying, I helped you with your college.
We are putting the money that you send us into this college fund. And both of them now have funded college funds that are maybe not ready yet, but will be when they're ready.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And so that's a big deal.
And even if it never covers the entire cost of college, it's still a chunk of money that they don't have to go borrow.
or that you don't have to go borrow against your, you know, home equity or whatever it is, that find yourself desperate to help your kid out when you could have been just letting that thing earn.
Oh, I know what I'm hearing.
This is game music.
It must be themed out game music.
It is a themed out.
I don't hear it. Now I hear it.
Skull, my friends. We are going to go into Norse mythology today and talk about the Valkyries, the real Valkyries that the team is named after. I'm going to give you some stuff about the Valkyries, and you're going to tell me whether...
The real.
This is the Valkyries.
Valkyrie. Yes. Real.
Real.
There were really Valkyries.
Well, I mean, Norse mythology.
Mythology.
Yeah.
Isn't real.
Well, we believe it is.
Norse mythology? What's that?
Norse.
Norse. It's like
It's like Vikings,
Thor.
Scandinavian.
Yeah, Vikings. Okay. It's Thor and Odin and Valhalla.
Oh, well, you're on it.
I'm going to win this.
All right. Question number one. We'll start with you, Smarty Pants.
All right.
In Norse mythology, what is the main role of a Valkyrie? Is it protecting Asgard from giants, choosing who dies and who lives in battle, or guarding the treasure of Odin?
Well, the first one.
I'm going guarding.
Well, weren't there two guardings?
No, one was protecting Asgard from giants, and the other is guarding the treasure of Odin.
Okay.
Guarding the treasure.
I'm saying the giants.
Which one didn't get guessed?
The middle one. Which...
Choosing who dies and lives in the battle.
That.
Vindini is correct.
Oh,
that is the main role of Valkyries.
Choosing who lives and dies.
Yeah. Dramatic.
Oh.
All right, Bob. The Valkyries escort fallen warriors to which hall of Odin? Helheim, Valhalla, or Nilfheim?
Valhalla. Because they're dying in battle, right?
I'm coming.
Valhalla.
Valhalla.
Have you seen the show with Uhtred? You'd love it.
Yes. The Last Kingdom. Those books
yes.
are the best. The best. I've read this book so many times.
Oh.
Yeah.
What just happened?
Anyway. There's a show. Isn't it called Vikings? Or
The Last Kingdom.
Last Kingdom. Oh. There is a show called Vikings, but this is Last. They're both very good.
What do you want to tell me?
What's that?
That I got it right.
Valhalla or what?
Oh, Valhalla. Yes, you guys all got it right.
Valhalla and
Sitting here. We're in the middle of a game. What are you doing?
All right, Vin.
Oh, by the way, I
have two.
I just really, you have five.
Oh!
You got extra points this morning. I got one extra point, and Bob got three extra points this morning. So the current score is Vinny 5, Bob 4, Sarah 2.
Okay. What does the word Valkyrie roughly translate into Old Norse? Is it chooser of the slain, warrior maiden, or shield bearer?
Warrior maiden.
Shield, whatever you said.
I'm going to say warrior maiden.
You are all wrong. It is chooser of the slain.
No. Mm. You know, I was thinking that sounds exactly like that first question. I didn't want to do that one.
All right.
I didn't want to pick that one.
This goes to Sarah. Besides guarding warriors, Valkyries were sometimes described as serving what role in Valhalla? Brewing mead and serving the fallen warriors, guarding the gates of Valhalla, or singing the sagas of heroes?
Let's go singing the sagas of heroes.
Feeding.
Guarding the gates.
It is brewing the mead and serving the fallen warriors, Bob.
Nom, nom, nom.
Five to five. I'm fully out of this. I thought I was going to kill this one.
All right.
Five to five.
But all right.
It's down to your face.
It's down to Bob and Vinny.
Okay. I got two left. So let's go with, this is to Bob, I believe. Yes. What fate awaits warriors chosen by the Valkyries to go to Valhalla? So what is the fate of the warriors chosen by Valkyries? Eternal peace in the afterlife, endless feasts in preparation for Ragnarok, or becoming gods?
Eternal peace in the afterlife.
The Ragnarok one.
Oh, am I still in this?
Yeah, go ahead. Why not?
I'll go with whatever one they didn't take.
Okay, it is Ragnarok.
So that's Vinny.
Yes,
that's Vinny.
That is me. Right.
Well, he's in the lead. Was that the last question?
There's one more.
Okay.
And Vinny, you start. In some myths, Valkyries could fall in love with mortal men. What usually happened when this occurred? They lost their immortality, they turned the man into a god, or they brought him directly to Odin.
A.
I'll say they brought him directly to Odin.
They turned him to a god.
It is A. They lost their immortality, and I believe we have a winner today.
Wait, so is that the one
that
you guys?
Yeah, that was
Vincenzo.
Vincenzo. Yeah! Yes, finally, the people's champion is back
for your Friday. Oh, hold on a second. I'm sorry, I gotta stop this thing.
What's happening here?
Just keep celebrating. Just keep kissing. Kiss away. Kiss away.
The song is coming.
El Campeón.
Go Valkyries.
Yeah, Valkyries.
I love that song so much.
That was really good. That was a good one. Goodbye. Have a great weekend. Keep here all day. We got Disneyland tickets throughout the whole day until 6:05 every hour at about 5 after you get those code words. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and it's the weather remains pleasant and
so
fantastic.
Stoked.
And we'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.